podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
I am recording.
Recording?
Recording.
Okay.
Just doing a handy little jig there, huh?
Sometimes you gotta jig it up.
Drumming out the beat.
Getting it on the ones and the twos.
What about the twos and the threes?
Sometimes you gotta leave the threes for another day.
Tim goes, clap, clap, wait, clap, clap, wait.
Shall we kick off this magical fuckfest?
Let's do it. I'm all greased up and ready to run.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, motherfuckers.
You guys are fuckers of mothers.
That sounded so white.
Motherfuckers, I hope all you are feeling very welcome.
Welcome to Tancast, motherfuckers.
That's better.
Thank you.
Wait,
that's as black as I get. Just stereotypical, right to the nines.
All right, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
This is Noah, motherfuckers.
There we go, Noah bringing the black. Props.
Like your little clap.
Oh, that wasn't a clap, I was sitting in my chest.
Oh.
My chest is just kind of hollow, you know, like a clapping
hand. It seemed funnier and gayer when it was a clap, so I'm going to keep believing it was a clap.
Alrighty.
Delicious. Yep. Sounds exactly the same.
Clapping! Yay! I got the clap. Wait.
Speaking of the clap, want to do some tan laughs?
Yes!
That makes no sense.
We've got tan laughs just for you. About dead babies, or maybe some poo. Could be racist, sexist too. Cause it's tan laughs, yes, tan laughs, oh, tan laughs, and that's what we do. Tan laughs, for tan laughs, to now.
Ha ha ha! So, I don't normally do a repeat 2 weeks in a row, 2 weeks in a row, but Trevor, our Hawaiian fan, posted that he was happy, something about, like, I can't believe it, Tim from Tancast just said that I was doing it. Well, Trevor, you're doing it again. And he sent in more tan laughs, and so I'm going to read them. That didn't really make sense. That didn't really make sense if I didn't say that the reason he said I was doing it is because I read his tan laughs last week. So, there it is. Nailed it. Here are his tan laughs. Did you notice there is no black people in the Jetsons?
I didn't.
No, I hadn't noticed that.
That's because the future is going to be awesome.
Oh, hateful.
Nice.
Why don't blondes from San Francisco wear short miniskirts?
I don't know.
Because their balls would show.
Oh, you.
Why are black people afraid of lawnmowers?
I don't know.
Because they go, run, nigga, 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 run, nigga, 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 run.
That made me laugh.
Oh,
me too.
Racism. What's O.J. Simpson's internet address?
Stab a bitch.
//\escape. Which, for all you tech folk out there, is not an internet address, but we'll just go with it for the sake of comedy.
Yep.
And last but not least, what do you call a dead blonde in the closet?
A good start.
The 1984 hide-and-seek world champion.
Oh, my God. That's just oddly conceptual.
That's how they do it in Hawaii. Oh, Trevor, I meant to ask, do you people have screensavers with, like, a cubicle on them?
I'd rather be sitting somewhere gray and uninteresting.
Perhaps an office high-rise or dirt. Maybe cornfields. Wheat.
Snow.
Snow, yes, gobs and gobs of snow. Traffic jam, perhaps. Let us know.
You guys are silly.
Yeah.
All right, I want to go next.
Do it!
So these come to us from Lindsay, our number one Harry Potter fan.
Woot woot!
Who addressed it to Ola Tancasties. In point of fact, we are the Tancasters, and our fans are the Tancasties and the Tan Nasties. But I don't think that we've ever actually, like, set that in stone really well for... new people to find out.
Well, technically, if this email is being read out, it is now being heard by the Tancasties.
Yes, it is being heard by the Tancasties.
So maybe she was bypassing us and using us as a mouthpiece to speak to our listeners.
Could be.
Just like I used your mom as a mouthpiece on my balls.
Lindsay also is a guy's name, and I wasn't sure if Lindsay was a guy or a girl, so I wasn't going to assign a gender.
Lindsay is
there.
A girl, and okay. She is a Mousetalgia fan. That's how I know her.
Ah.
That's how she was brought into this den of sin.
Navy SEALs.
Yes. Well, and Lindsay points out that episodes 1, 2, and 3 weren't available on iTunes, so I'm going to see if I can fix that so you can go all the way back to the classic, classic episodes.
Where it all began.
You know, because 123 episodes over a course of a couple of weeks probably wasn't enough just hateful, awful, soul-crushing sameness. We'll get to the original three. I'll figure it out. I'll make it work.
Make it work.
I love the "it kept me sane through the semester" part of the email. That was nice. I wasn't aware we were capable of helping people stay sane, but all right, I'll take that on faith. So here's the jokes.
Do it.
What's Helen Keller's favorite color?
My penis.
That's actually a pretty good punchline for that. But no, the answer is Velcro.
See, that makes more sense because it has texture.
Oh yes.
So does your penis.
No, not really.
His penis is very smooth.
Yeah.
Whenever he sees a wrinkle, he just stretches it out.
Iron it out. I get Botox.
Smooth as eggs.
But they're so smooth.
Get some gangsta-ass faces tattooed on his balls.
So did you guys know that there's a black man in my family tree?
I did not.
Yep, he's still hanging there. I think we can basically narrow down most of the jokes that we do to blah, 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 racist punchline.
Or blah, 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 sexist punchline.
Or blah, 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 dead baby.
Or blah, 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 that wasn't funny. That happens sometimes.
It does. Usually it's a problem with the delivery and my fault.
Eh.
I got a joke.
Do you?
Yeah. From
Dude up.
Thomas.
Joke it, motherfucker.
He's from England. It's a joke from England. And randomly, some of the text is in pink. I don't know why.
To be awesome?
Just to warn you ahead of time, we have done this joke already. You can feel free to do it again. Yes.
All right. Well, then I will skip
it. It wasn't from Thomas when we did it before.
What, a cabbie and a nun? We did that before?
Yep.
I don't remember.
Well, do it again.
I believe you, sir. You are the joke archiver or something.
I don't remember it.
There you go. 2 out of 3 don't remember it. I say we can do it again. If 2 out of 3 the host don't remember it, what are the odds the audience remembers it?
I was going to go to a new one.
Nope.
You're a faggot.
Don't be swayed by popular opinion. No.
I have to go find it now. Too late. This is from Todd.
Quitter. Palin.
A while back, when I was considerably younger, I picked up my date at her parents' house. I scraped together enough dinner to take her to a very nice restaurant. Sure, the most... Wait, did we read this already?
I don't know, but you scraped up enough dinner to take her to a nice restaurant?
Yep. I scraped together enough money to take her to a very nice restaurant. She ordered the most expensive item on the menu, shrimp cocktail, lobster, champagne. Asked her, does your mother feed you like this when you're home? No, she replied, but my mother's not expecting a BJ tonight. I said, enjoy.
Huzzah!
Well, thank you, Todd. And sorry, Thomas, didn't mean to sink your boat.
He sunk it. He's an asshole.
It's okay, I put a star next to it so I can come back to it.
You do it, sir. You're doing it.
I do it.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
So, apparently, Tim is now in real life famous to somebody who emailed us.
Is this time for some Tan Last Listener email?
I think so.
Tancast, even?
Yep, and I think you should get to do it, Tim.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
Tancast! Listener email!
Oh, well then I will find it.
All right.
There it is.
You put him on the spot,
all
sir.
All right.
I just
it sounded like Andy had it right out. I was like, oh, he's going to read it? Oh, he's not. He's throwing it at me. Oh, shit.
I did, but it's your story.
All right. Hey, guys. This is new listener Nate. I was just writing in to report a trio of Tim sightings at Disneyland yesterday, November 27th. The first was in front of Sleeping Beauty Castle around midnight when my family and I were taking pictures. So was Tim. Shortly after that, he walked into the bakery and stood in line about 3 groups behind us. Lastly, while my family and I were sitting at the then-closed Carnation Cafe enjoying our drinks, Tim came out of the bakery waving his dick all around and frightening small children.
That's not how the story goes, sir.
Tim came out of the bakery singing along to the Christmas music on Main Street at the top of his lungs. That doesn't sound like me.
No, nope,
I would
not
have introduced
at all.
Myself. I would have introduced myself, but you were there with someone, Mom, and I didn't want to bug you. I just thought I'd let you know that, yes, Tim does occasionally leave his house to do things. Love the show. Well, yes, Nate, that was indeed my mom for our annual Thanksgiving holiday to Disneyland.
Did your wife go with you?
Yes, but she had gone back to the hotel by that point. She is pregnant and doesn't stay out that late.
Ah, pussy.
I thought it was just because sometimes you're difficult to spend time with.
That could be it. And sometimes Disneyland loses its luster for people whose inner child is literally a child inside.
Well played, sir. It was a clever twist of phrase.
Look what I did. I'd use... Oh, you know what's up? Here's something. We went... Wednesday, we went to San Diego from here in San Jose. We drove to San Diego. Took us less than 7 hours to drive.
Wow.
I know. I wasn't even really speeding that much.
Yeah, well, first of all, speeding. But second of all, on Wednesday...
Wednesday, sir.
We left at 4 in the morning.
4 in the morning.
Okay.
Well, technically we left at 4:45. We had planned on leaving at 4 in the morning. Well. And then we were like, wow, you know what? Bed is comfortable. And so then we fucked around in bed for a little bit. Not like that.
Oh, yeah, like
and
that.
And then, although clearly we've already done that, she's 4 months pregnant. Giggity.
Ooh.
But anyway, so coming back from Anaheim, which is closer than San Diego.
In your face, baby.
Yes. Coming back from Anaheim, which is closer than San Diego, on Sunday, took almost 9 hours.
It's closer by like two. Well, depending on how far into San Diego you were going, like 2.5, maybe even 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's significantly closer.
And it took 3 hours longer because of fucking traffic. Because people don't realize that the fast lane is for going fast and the slow lane is for going slow.
And dying in a fire.
Yes.
In a Thanksgiving fire.
And what's sad is we got off the freeway to get gas and we were doing okay. And then it took us a half hour just to get back on the on-ramp. And by 2 hours, we'd only gone 30 miles.
Ugh.
I was like, stopping for gas fucked us. And sadly, I probably could have made it further. It was just that was where the cheap gas is, so that's where we stopped. If I had known that the apocalypse of traffic was behind me, I would have pressed on.
Yeah.
Onward, Christian soldiers.
Okay. For any foreign listeners, the day before Thanksgiving in the U.S. is the number one travel day. It is the single biggest, busiest day on the road every year.
Really? It's not Sunday? Because I've always found Sunday to be more traffic than Wednesday.
Sunday is often ass-tacular, but people coming home are coming home... Some of them on Friday, some of them on Saturday, some of them on Sunday. All three of those days suck ass, but Wednesday afternoon and evening is supposed to be the worst travel time.
I always try
to get out as quick as possible on Wednesdays. The Wednesday before.
I guess I've never traveled on Wednesday actually afternoon. Like, we've either waited till late Wednesday night or early, early Thursday morning. Or we've gone the complete day before like this and left Wednesday morning.
Yeah, I've made the mistake of going Wednesday after work. This year I was like, hey, I'm just going to take Wednesday off. I'll see you guys Monday.
You're doing some Russian dancing?
Hey.
And then, of course, as I'm on my way, I'm getting emails like, shit's going wrong, and the people here who should know how to fix it don't know how to fix it. Like, well, it really, really sucks that I'm on a freeway in rural South Carolina, and I... think that I get internet access here. I can't get into anything to fix it for you. I'm so sorry.
Figure it out, bitches.
There's no Starbucks?
There were no exits.
Well, there was eventually an exit.
Well, yeah, there were eventually would have been an exit, and maybe eventually there would have been a Starbucks or whatever.
But you were like, fuck figuring that shit out. You're on your own, motherfuckers. Learn things.
Well, it was a situation where, like, within like a half an hour, it wasn't going to matter anymore.
Ah.
Like, it was a time-sensitive, like, hey, stuff's kind of messed up right now. It's going to fix itself, but it would be really nice if it fixed itself immediately. Like, well, I don't have immediately, and by the time I'm stopped, it'll basically be fixed already.
So suck it up.
Yep.
Now it's time to learn the time-honored trait of procrastination. Apparently, if you procrastinate for a half hour, this problem will solve itself.
Yeah, and I totally get why the... Why the urgency and all, but it was... Well, the other great thing was a major part of the problem was not something that I would have been able to fix, but the one person who could fix it was telling them that it wasn't fixable except by me.
What a douche!
Like, no, sir. You're the only one with access. I had, in fact, made sure that, before I was going to be gone, that I had a backup, that at least one other person, guess who, knew how to get access to everything that I had access to.
Just in guess case. Who being the guy who threw you under the bus?
Well, I wouldn't say he threw me under the bus, but the guy who was like, oh, there's nothing I can do. You got to get Andy. Don't know.
Threw you under the SUV, bucking and wheezing down a rural interstate?
Maybe. Yeah, so I got back in today and was like, for the record, I had turned over all of my keys, so to speak, just so that I wasn't a single point of failure.
You were like, well, maybe you guys should close the office early on Thanksgiving. Did you ever think about that?
Yeah. Well, that was actually the problem. Shit was closing early on Thanksgiving.
Sounds like a solution.
Yeah.
Noah?
I'm here. How you doing? What?
I'm great. I said, how you doing?
I'm excellent.
What'd you do for Thanksgiving?
I ate food. It was delicious.
Noah is a spellbinding storyteller. He sucks. You see how he sucks you in with his narrative? He goes, I ate. And you're like, what'd he eat? And then he goes, food. And then you're like, wow, that was a whole second of my life that it felt like two.
That's the whole second of my life I'm never going to get back.
I ate. What'd you eat?
Food.
Stuff.
Turkey.
The story just hangs together
Stuffing.
So well.
Yams. Mashed taters.
Did you go to the in-laws, or did you have Thanksgiving at your abode?
Oh, the in-laws.
Nice. Did you bring the dog to fight with the crazy dog?
We did, and they were both, they both talk a big game, but don't do much.
they barked at each other, but that was it?
They both were growling, and then neither one of them did anything about it. And then we even took them both for a walk, and at that point, they were stopped growling. And Jack, the other dog, didn't even care if Gretchen was sniffing his butt. He was just like, I'm fat and I'm tired. That dog is fucking huge. That dog gets treats and never gets taken for a walk.
Mm.
He gets treats for everything. Someone comes in the house. Oh, time for a treat. Oh, you dropped something on the floor.
Dog like that.
Oh, something dropped on the floor. I'm going to snatch it up until you give me a treat.
Yep. Well, not quite that bad, but would bark at everything and then get treats. Licorice, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's got to be good
for a dog. I thought you were referring to yourself in some sort of weird...
No. I was speaking specifically of
analogy.
Brittany.
I know a dog like that. His name was Andy the Fat Guy.
Oh.
He'd be like, drop the croc, give me a treat. Drop the croc, give me a treat. My croc, give me a treat.
Either of you guys see that we got a tweet about how one of us is thankful for crocs and the other two were not?
The other one was thankful for not crocs.
Yes.
Yes, I did see that. I don't remember who it was from, but you're doing it.
Neither do I. That's why I'm just sort of speaking in vague generalities.
I will use the text-to-speech program to put it in here in editing.
Gleeby 2037.
And there you go. You're doing it.
Let me do an impression of it. What
did you say?
Yes.
That was horrible.
Thank you. Sorry, no matter how much time passes, no matter how advanced computers get, it always seems like text-to-speech sounds like a dude with like a face full of marbles. Like a fat dude with big jowly cheeks.
It will get better. Andy, it gets better.
I have to admit, it's getting better. A little
getting better
all the time.
Is that the Beatles?
It is.
They're on iTunes now.
So I noticed. And apparently for all the jokey jokes that I was making at the expense of Apple of, oh yeah, because that's what the world is waiting for, you know. Not that you could buy the entire box set for the exact same fucking price on Amazon forever. I think it was like 2 million downloads later. I guess there was some pent-up demands for buying the entire Beatles set again.
For somebody
wow.
out there.
Yeah, once again, my son demonstrating that for a little dude, he is strong when he's motivated.
He's calling
I shoved
you.
A huge wedge under the office door to keep the cat out, and all of a sudden I see the doors opening up and the wedge just shoving back. And my son at about a 45-degree angle to the floor, shoving with all of his might, going, "Hi, Daddy!
Baby smash!
Tiny, angry.
Baby want treats. No puny wedge will stop me.
Fuck door. Boom."
So I guess the Beatles had four albums, I don't know the right word, out of the top 10 albums on the iTunes top 10. And then I was like, oh, that seems impressive. And then I looked, when Michael Jackson died, 7 out of the top 10.
Woo!
Suck it. Suck it, Beatles. I tell you to kiss my ass.
I think they'll be all right.
What if?
Yeah, I think. Well, no, two of them are dead.
What if Ringo had died at the same time? So that's what they really should have done. Just get somebody to knock Ringo off 2 weeks ago.
Do you think this? You think it's going to really spike when Ringo dies? Maybe McCartney, not Ringo. Who gives a
really?
Shit about Ringo?
Oh, people love Ringo.
Ringo's everyone's favorite singer.
Most people think Ringo is dead.
In the time.
They're going to get that tweet. Oh, Ringo and Starr died. Again? Wait, what? What? Didn't he? Well, then where's he been?
I was like, when George Burns died, I was like, fuck, George Burns was alive?
Oh, speaking of death, Leslie Nielsen died.
I know. That made me sad.
I don't know why. I just thought he would never die.
Not from his recent works so much. Those not so much good. Were, like, speaking of English, me now, not good.
Excellent.
Good words, you.
Thank you.
For to use the words. You use the word, that word, for to use the words.
I do
words!
Did. Words! Yeah, but that did make me a little sad, because, I still remember when it, I guess you can tell your age by what you think Leslie Nielsen was, but it kind of blew my mind when I heard that he had always played, like, serious roles, like cops and bad guys or whatever the fuck it was before he did Airplane, because I think Airplane was the first thing I ever saw him in.
I first took note of him in the Naked Gun series.
Yeah, that was later for me.
It was Gun for me as well. Or, actually, no, Airplane.
It was later for me as well, but, like, I'd never seen or registered Airplane before the Naked Gun movies. Probably because they have titties in them. My parents were like, no titties for you.
Wait till you're later for titties.
No titties.
No titties for you.
There were titties in Airplane.
That's what I said. That's why I didn't see it.
Oh, sorry. Thought it was Naked Gun brain.
Pay attention.
Sleepy. Sorry.
Rubbish and poppycock.
You know, we'll never see Naked Gun 444 and a fourth.
Nope.
Are you broken up about it, Tim?
No.
Sweet. Someone else died. Oh, the director of Empire Strikes Back died too.
Yes.
His name.
He was doing it.
Irwin Kershner?
Sounds about right.
Something starts with an I and something that starts with a K.
You know, before today, if you had asked me who directed Empire Strikes Back, I'd be like, oh, I don't know, George Lucas?
Well, I knew because he also directed something else.
Excellent. You're right on it.
Irwin Kershner.
RoboCop 2?
Yep.
Maybe RoboCop 1.
RoboCop 2.
He
what
did
else
it.
Did he do? No, Never Say Never Again.
Woo!
Never saw that one. I don't recall it, though.
That was the Bond back.
The what?
But it wasn't an official Bond movie. Like, it didn't have the Bond music.
Yep.
It's still not it's not still officially recognized as a Bond movie.
Yeah, it was the, it was during the whole fight over who owned the rights to Bond. Sean Connery came back and played James Bond, but in a movie doesn't officially say, like, James Bond on the cover. It just says Never Say Never Again, which I guess was partially a joke about the fact that Connery had said he would never play Bond again, and then there he was.
Then he was like, I need to suck off that sweet teat.
I think Kim Basinger is the Bond girl.
You are correct. IMDb confirms it.
Her name is Domino something.
Pataki? I'm guessing.
Bukaki? Sakakaki? Oh.
And Max von Sydow was Blofeld in that one.
Blow.
As Max von Sydow. He was playing himself, playing a character, playing himself. No, he wasn't.
Max von Sydow as Max von Sydow, playing Ernest Stavro Blofeld.
I'm going to come out and say it. I do not like the IMDb redo.
Nope, me neither.
Oh, I haven't even noticed it.
They fucked it all
around. When did they redo it?
They reorganized everything, and like now you can't necessarily see like someone's whole actor, like everything they acted in. Sometimes if it's too much, you have to click on this link, see everything they acted in.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't like that either.
And then, like, discussions used to tell you, like, how many pages of discussions there were right on that page, and now you have to click the little link that says, see more discussions, and it takes you to another page where it lists all the discussions, and it's just annoying.
Yep.
Like, basically, they added more clicking.
Also, in moving stuff around, it just seems like when you're actually looking at the page and you get the cast list, and it's like, you know, a huge block, a huge table of like cast with little pictures next to them. And then I always find myself kind of scrolling around the page now trying to remember, and maybe some of this is just I'm not as familiar as I was with the old layout, but like figuring out who the writers and the director were, remembering that that's tucked up, like just kind of hidden away underneath the short blurb about the plot now.
I also used to like all the links they had on the left.
Yeah, now those are like way down at the bottom of the page and like difficult to tell those from the content.
You suck, IMDb. There you go.
IMDb fail.
We think this was a usability loss. And we are Tancast. Tremble.
I'll still use you because you got information, but I don't like it.
Someone now is where someone steps out of the shadows using a similar model to the old IMDb and becomes the new IMDb. If you're a young entrepreneur out there with a copious amount of free time on your hands, you could get it started.
And absolutely no more original or better ideas.
Well, there's 10% unemployment. Somebody in there has got to have the technical know-how and the skills. That's the same thing.
If someone can create a website that tracks the McRib, I'm sure someone can copy IMDb.
What, like Santa? Are they tracking its flight around the pole this year?
No, they're just tracking where it is.
Okay.
Like where you can get one.
Oh, so it's like the zombie apocalypse. You're just like painting the map red as the McRib moves into it.
Sure, why not?
Mr. President, next year we predict that the McRib will make up 30% of all food in the United States in this area. We're working on evacuating all people west of this line.
Tim likes that.
Tim, did you like the step into my little alternate reality?
I did. I pictured a little map. Some war room lighting. A very nervous-looking president.
Yep.
Tell me the worst-case scenario.
And an angry-looking scientist who goddamn told everyone this was coming.
Can we save him? No, there's no time. Get into the, what is it that he goes into? The prison that goes into when there's something serious going on?
Well, either a bunker or Air Force One, depending on the
movie. The bunker. Is there a name for that bunker thing?
Well, they make up a new bunker for basically every movie, so.
Bunker Force One. Get off my bunker.
I'm going to kick you out the airlock. The air outside is the exact same pressure as the air inside, but it's a little staler in here. Actually, you'll probably enjoy being on the other side. So, please step outside.
Plus, this is filled with presidential fart funk.
I've been nervous.
It was a poor choice to stock this thing with only beans.
I wonder if anyone's caught, like, Obama farting. Like, he thinks he's alone.
He's like...
Oh, man, the secret voice-activated recorders from the Nixon era. That would be it. You just hear, like, the chair creak, and then just me...
Or someone didn't catch it right, but came right in. It was a stinky one. Like, Homer's, oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. And I won't, like, I'm assuming that the Secret Service has got to maintain, like, some level of decorum. So, like, even if you cracked one off, like, right by the door, the Secret Service comes in. It's like, five minutes, Mr. President.
Mr. President, is it a gas attack? Well, sort of.
I did have Taco Bell. Sir, you have a chef. Yep, I sent him for Taco Bell.
The president's judgment has been compromised. He's being relieved. The vice president is now in charge. And someone's got to do something about those goddamn McRibs.
Vice president is wandering around the Oval Office. Ribs.
But, this is the dumbest summer movie ever. Oh, wait, never mind. I forgot about Transformers.
Oh, or what about Transformers 2?
I haven't seen it, but I haven't heard good things.
Electric Boogaloo.
Wait for Transformers 3, Tokyo Drift.
Transformers 4 in 3D. I don't know.
I'm sure Transformers 3 will be in goddamn 3D.
Is it going to be?
I'm sure it will be. I can't believe it wouldn't be.
I don't see why not. Do it.
How could
what
it
better
not
way
be?
To hide your total dearth of actual filmmaking talent than by making shit pop out of the screen? Maybe they won't notice there's not a plot. Look, Optimus Prime's foot.
Wait,
you
think Michael Bay has a dearth of filmmaking talent?
The robot
animations
are not only super busy, but they're super busy right in your face.
What was that, Noah?
I'd say
Anyways,
you think
dead
Michael
set
Bay
on making that stupid joke.
Dearth of filmmaking talent?
What?
Did you hear? Oh, do you think that, for the third time, do you think that Michael Bay has a dearth of filmmaking talent?
I guess not, but it's funnier to say.
Okay.
I think that that Transformers and Transformers 2 means Tim is wrong.
Hmm? You don't like anything Michael Bay has done because you don't like anything with happiness.
Happiness and joy and fun and merriment.
Oh, I was at a comedy show and I said, are there any Disneyland fans in here? This woman goes, no, really loudly. And I was like, whoa,
wow.
And she's like, and the crowd sort of laughed at her. I was like, who doesn't like Disneyland? Like, I'm against joy and puppies and happiness and orphans. I want them all to be miserable. She's like, no, it's not the happiest place on earth. It's lines and it's expensive and it's... And then, like, the crowd started booing her. I'm like, I've lost complete control of this audience. You guys are just going to tear at each other, so I'll just sit back here and keep drinking. Oh, speaking of not the happiest place on earth, we went on the monorail twice on Saturday. Both times it broke down while we were on it. One time it broke down so long, there was a kid in the car with us who peed in a can.
Nice.
Wow. Yep.
Couldn't handle it anymore. So as mom, I don't know what she had. I didn't want to turn around. I was like, if I turn around, I'll smell it. I'll just keep looking this way.
Oh, man. When we were driving home on Saturday, my wife had... I don't know what she was thinking about Saturday traffic, but she was like, I guess I do know what she was thinking. As we were on the way to North Carolina for Thanksgiving, my son had made some brown and had failed to like raise any red flags until he started crying because the diaper rash was starting to get to him.
It happened so that fast?
It can. It was a very wet, like shardy one. And if, you know, it's kind of like, if your swim trunks are like, you know, rubbing and chafing on the inside of your thighs while they're wet with a little bit of sand or whatever, where you can go from being totally okay to really, really fucking miserable quickly. It's a little like that. Just sitting dunked in your own filth, apparently. Tender little baby booty skin can give way pretty quickly in front of that sort of onslaught.
We have that to look forward to. Aren't you excited?
Me?
Yeah, we get to poop our pants again.
Oh, all of us get to grow old and get diapers.
Yeah, got it. And diaper rash. Yes. Oof.
I can see how you were thinking. I was thinking the other way of having kids and having to deal with crying baby.
The Mayans were right. Time is circular. Start off with no teeth, end up with no teeth.
Well, when I get that old, I'm just going to walk around naked and the shit will fall where it may.
I think that's great. Just put you on like one of those grids like you put the dogs in the crates so the bad stuff falls
through.
Just make
sure we have hardwood floors, hoses, and squeegees, and then we'll be all set. All
right. Yeah, so she was thinking, because we were basically fighting the onslaught of loose poops and diarrhea basically the rest of the time we were there, that, you know, if we break up the trip into a bunch of smaller trips and make a bunch of different stops, you know, we'll stop here, we'll stop there, we'll stop here, we'll stop there the whole way back, and we can check them every single time. And I was thinking, you know what, traffic's just going to get worse and worse and worse the more afternoon turns into evening. He's asleep now. Let's not stop at any of these places. Let's just continue on through. And right around the time I was thinking, I wonder if I can talk her out of going to these outlet malls, my bladder was, like, definitely full. Like, it really started to notice the pressure of the seatbelt on it. Like, I pulled the seatbelt away, and then it was noticing the pressure of the air around it. And I got to say, there was a moment where I was like, what sort of pee-tight containers do we have in the car? And can I manage going 70... maintaining both my position in the lane and my speed, while at the same time getting my fly open, my dong out, and into this container without spilling all over my car? All right. Shopping mall.
Oh, so you couldn't even do what a toddler at Disneyland could do and pee in a jar.
Was he driving the monorail at the time?
Yep.
He was, actually.
Was the monorail off the rails and potentially just going to go careening willy-nilly into other monorails?
It was.
You just never know.
You never do know. So no, I was not capable of doing what a toddler did.
Well,
with
there
help
you go.
From his mommy.
You suck.
A bilingual toddler, I might add.
Oh. Well, excuse me. Pardonnez-moi.
Who was that?
That was my friend.
That's like a weird... Creole like cough.
How old my friend? Oh, I don't know. I'm no French man. You look like my friend. Voulez-vous les enfants?
I really, really hope that nobody in Caitlin's family ever discovers this podcast, and if they do, that they're completely incapable of explaining the concept of podcasts to her grandfather. Because I'm going to talk a little shit for just a second. I like her grandparents.
Le merde. Muerte.
Caitlin's grandfather.
Say it in Spanish in your French accent.
All right, pushing through. Caitlin's grandfather is more than a riddle bit racist. It's to the point where it's like when we're going to visit them, it's like there's some joy of, oh, hey, we're going to go see family. That'll be great. And we get there and, like, you know, a little while in, it's, again, sort of like that sand in the swimsuit feeling, where it's just like, all right, well, this has been fun, but now it's starting to get on my nerves. Oh, now it's starting to rub me a little raw. All right, time to go.
So you're saying your grandfather, your wife's grandfather reminds you of diaper rash?
Yes.
Fair enough. Continue.
Yeah, just like random random shit comes up. Like, I was talking about a football game. I guess he watches college ball, doesn't watch NFL football. I watch NFL and don't watch college ball. And instead of just saying that he prefers college ball or whatever, he feels the need to tell me. Yeah, well, not in so many words, but he feels the need to tell me that that he doesn't like the NFL because it's just one more entitlement program. I was like, oh, because poor black folk can play football and become rich black folk, and therefore it's a bad thing. It's like, dude, he's from New England, and yet I guess he managed to really embrace the Carolina culture, because, you don't get much more. I'm surprised he doesn't carry around the Confederate flag. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, how is it an entitlement program? At least they're doing something.
Exactly. Yeah, these are the sorts of leaps of logic that he tells me about.
Racist people are very not usually logical.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's at least a thread of logic you can follow. Like, yeah. All right, well, I can see if you did believe. I could see if, you know, if you thought a black person was going to rape your daughter, you might be upset.
But why would this black person randomly rape your daughter?
Your daughter does have a big ass and big titties. She might be a black man.
And she
man
does
might
smell like fried chicken.
She has been known to be juicing 40s outside the local 7-Eleven.
She is shaped like the Kool-Aid man. Black people love Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
But just like, football players just draining the system.
Yeah, this is the same guy who says the word liberal as if he was saying something like disease carrier.
But then he likes college football, which is even more so, I would say, an entitlement program, because they're there at a degree-granting institution to play a fucking game.
Yep.
And there, a lot of them are on, you know, at least the better ones are on a free ride or, you know, at least significant scholarships.
Yep.
You know what, sir? You have to try again to be racist.
You fail.
Yeah, I mean, at least the NFL is, like, fucking capitalist.
Step up your racist game.
Step your game up.
College ball's kind of capitalist, too.
Racism. You're doing it wrong.
Racism. Just do it.
Yeah, so there were some other, like, little comments and whatever. Much worse than the football thing, and I just won't get into those. But, yeah, by the end, we're halfway home or something like that. I turned to my wife and said, have you ever noticed how it's just as much fun to drive to your grandparents' house and go, yay, we're going to get to see them, as drive home and go, yay, we're done?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say she was not at all amused by that.
No, she was.
Oh, way to go, Caitlin.
Her mother would not have been amused by it, but yeah, my wife sees it. She sees the racism and goes, I'm sure the same thought occurs to her of, you know, it's kind of sad to think this way, but he probably won't be around long enough to teach my son that sort of racism.
I wonder what our grandkids are going to say about us. Like, what views do we have that are going to seem so backward by the time we're old?
Yeah, I know. I've got no fucking clue.
It's got to be something. Like, look at him. Always using that computer like it's just an object.
We'll probably find out that, like, you know, fast computers food are people. And salt and porn or whatever were just absolutely horrible for you. And, you know, that humanity could have been living to 200 years or whatever, but we've all just shot ourselves in the foot with our dangerous, gluttonous lifestyle.
I'm sure the way we eat. Like, oh, he thinks you just fry it. And covered in butter.
Yeah, it's probably going to be that and the cars that we drive. You know, all the shit that we just dump into the atmosphere. It's probably what our grandkids are going to be pissed off about. But at least three of us, I mean, we say some fucked up shit, but we don't actually hate other people for where they come from or what color they are. Or
I hate you for wearing Crocs.
Well, clearly. But that's for a decision I've made. That's a personality flaw, and I'd say pretty valid.
Okay, fair enough. You know, our life does come in full circle, because, like, you're born, you're a baby, you grow up, you have kids, you gotta tell them what to eat, you gotta tell them what to do. When you get older, your parents gotta tell you what to eat, because you're probably gonna have problems. Like, your blood sugar, you can't have that candy. But I want the candy. No, you can't have it, Dad.
Your kids have to tell you what to
do. No, it's got high cholesterol, yes. Dad. You gotta eat some veggies.
I translated it in my head from the Noah, too.
What, okay. Did I say something wrong? I just wanted the listeners to know. We knew what Noah meant.
What did I say wrong?
You said your
you
parents
said
well.
You grow up, and then your parents have to tell you what to eat.
Well. Your kids have to tell you what to eat.
I was like, I like it. I have immortal parents.
We're all down to one parent, so we're pretty much fucked. Well, that's not true. Noah's got two. mostly.
I got what did I got?
I said we're all down to one parent. You know, like I was thinking biological parents, but
I only got one biological bitch.
Yep.
One biological bitch coming this fall on Lifetime.
Starring Meredith Baxter Burney.
I wonder if Connie Chung is embarrassed to be married to Mari Povich.
I don't think she could be. I don't think he's gotten more embarrassing. He was pretty embarrassing back then.
Did he be respectable, somewhat?
Did he?
Before all this, whose baby daddy is it? Is it his? Is it his?
Yeah, I think so. I think his show used to be a little less tawdry.
He was more Donahue, less Ricky Lake.
Yeah, he was more like the Donahue no one watches.
There's references that 70% of our listeners totally get.
Didn't Wilson Phillips have a talk show?
Who? Uh-huh.
Or no, didn't one of the Phillips girls have a talk show? Connie?
Yeah, I think it was called Connie.
Fucking everyone had a talk show. Where's your talk show, Tim?
Where indeed.
Well, I just looked up Mari Povich on Wikipedia. TV news anchor from 62 to 83. He was on A Current Affair from 86 to 90. Already the slide begins. The Mari Povich Show from 91 to 97, and then Mari from 98 to now.
I think the Mari Povich Show was the one that was a little bit more like, hey, we're trying to help people. More towards Oprah and less like Jerry Springer.
Jerry.
Yeah.
But now it's just like
A Current Affair. They won a Polk Award, sir.
A who?
A Polk Award.
What's that?
It's a very prestigious award that Bill O'Reilly confused for a Peabody.
Fair enough.
Because Bill O'Reilly used to be on A Current Affair.
Yeah.
Nice.
For anybody unfamiliar with Current Affair, Wikipedia sums it up as tabloid infotainment show, often focused on celebrity gossip. They're 100% correct.
This is A Current Affair.
Basically, it was the model for everything on the fucking E! Channel now.
Ugh.
Fuck, what? We were watching television in the hotel and some fucking show on E! It was like, Jesus Christ, why bother why turn on your television at this point? Just stop! I would rather watch a wall than watch that.
Oh, I don't remember which show it was that we were watching. Maybe it was Raising Hope or something. The very end of the TiVo'd show started up something about fucking celebrity plastic surgery, and their big get was Heidi Montag, or however the fuck you pronounce that chick's name. And just totally like cry of the, well, you know, people were talking about how I got a horse face, a Jay Leno chin, and it got to me, and I did not handle it, and blah, 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 blah.
She sound like Brian Regan?
In my head, it was just sort of this, like, weighing, neighing, just, ugh. Such a moment, I'm like, yeah, guess what? The show we were watching's over. We can turn this off now. Like now. Like, calm down. Like, okay, I'm calm. Now turn it off.
Bitch.
Easy now.
Yeah, it was totally the same reaction as him. Like, I would rather, like, hit my head against something than hear another second of this.
I can't remember. They came up with some new idea for a reality show. I'm like, fuck, you are out of ideas. Oh, there was this article on Cracked. It was about this guy, like, who supposedly stopped watching television in 2003 and then started again and then realized television has lost its mind. And he's like, now they're just making shows about, reality shows about shitty jobs. Like, cakes. If you want to see a show about people making cake, there's, like, 5 shows. And they're not cooking shows. They don't teach you how to make a cake. They just show the day-to-day lives of people making cakes.
Look, I made a cake. It looks like this other thing that's not a cake. Isn't that crazy? Yep. Look, I made another cake. Let me guess. It looks like something that it's not. It does. Yeah, I think I've seen this before. No, it's a new thing. How can you fucking tell?
And then he's like, and then there's like pawn shops and fucking people cutting down trees and what? Seriously? And like the pawn shops one, you're like, oh, I get it. It's going to be desperate crack dealers and their funny stories. No, just people paying or getting less money for something than they should, and then they get sent on their way.
I'd say it's worth about $300. I'll give it $20 for it.
I was like, that's so true. They need to find the most boring job and make a reality show about it. In fact, there should be a reality show where they try and find the most boring job, and then that person gets their own show for a season.
Next week on TLC, Toll Booth Operator.
Not even like dirty jobs where they're like, you know, just jobs you wouldn't want to do. Just mm-hmm. jobs that are dull and nothing happens.
How about like a security guard, like a place that no one would ever break into?
Night security guard at the office park.
Well, in rural mostly Indiana. I just sit here and read my paper. Then sometimes I get a little bored and I go jerk off in the bathroom.
Night security guard at the warehouse where they house the naked photos of B. Arthur. And Whoopi Goldberg.
Isn't that the warehouse from the first Indiana Jones movie? Government's got that shit on lockdown, man. Mr. President, all the people behind this red line have seen the naked pictures. We're evacuating everyone to the east.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Did you just crash, Noah?
That's okay. Noah didn't laugh. For the record, I'm not funny.
All right, let's sync it up.
All right. In 3, 2, 1.
Cock. You sound a little bit like George Takei there. In 3.
Hello.
2.
Captain,
1.
My shuttle bay door is open. I think you know what I mean. Hello.
Hello.
Have you seen the video where he's calling that guy a douche?
Yes. Nope. In fact, someone posted it on the official Tancast Facebook page.
Oh,
actually, two someone's. Hale, and also Nate. I'm going to guess Nate. It goes by Nathaniel, but maybe he wants
you,
me to say Nate.
Sir,
I'm not sure.
Are a douche. Can you... Who owns the Tancast fan page?
Who owns it?
Who runs it?
Pretty much me.
Oh, okay. Can you have the Tancast Twitter feed feed into the Tancast Facebook page?
I don't know. Can you?
I don't know. Can you?
Well, yes, you can.
Can it go straight to a fan page like that?
Oh, actually, I don't know.
That's why I asked.
Hmm.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
But maybe.
Can you add applications, like when you log in as the fan page?
Can we find this out some other time?
People want to hear these exciting stuff. The inner workings of Tancast. Take a peek behind the curtain.
Tancast technical conundrums.
Ooh.
Did you just take a shit?
No, but I think there's one coming.
There's always one coming.
Pinch it. Mm. Pinch it.
Nope, it's not a shit. Just my stomach's upset. That's lovely. I think I had too much pizza for dinner too quickly.
Gotta get this pizza in. Got Tancast to do. Nom 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 nom.
You can never have too much pizza too quickly. You can be at a pizza buffet where they do not replace the pizza quickly enough. And you're sitting there looking at an empty pizza tray going, I paid $7 for this.
Bullshit.
You better get Jorge in the kitchen fucking making some more pizzas.
Make me pizza, son of a bitch.
I'll fucking pay fucking $7 to go to the fucking salad bar. I will fucking put my balls in your mouth, salad bar.
Toss my salad bar. Thanks, I was pretty proud of that. And I totally do not at all feel like that one was a pity laugh. Oh, that one, no.
All right, there you go. That was for our listeners to be able to tell the difference.
Oh, I have good news.
You just saved a ton of money by saving your charge insurance to Geico. Fuck it.
Nope. It was a fart.
That is good news.
Say, that is good news.
I love that I just shared that fart with literally dozens of people.
They're all happy.
Oh, by the way, on the way down to San Diego, we were listening to various podcasts and whatnot, mm-hmm. and I put in the episode of Drinking Buddies where I was on. Mm-hmm. And I intimated that my wife makes me watch What Not to Wear, when in fact she does not. And I thought I would correct that so that in the future she doesn't hit me in the chest while I'm driving.
An excellent plan that could have only paid off better had you worked that out on the day.
Yes, yes, if I had only thought ahead. However, based on the look I just got when she came in this room, I don't think I helped matters any.
But you were setting the record straight.
I think.
Just even bringing it up?
I think I'm rebuilding the dam after it has burst.
Mm.
Anybody got any water?
Just stop poking it.
I'm thirsty.
Stop poking it or it's never going to heal.
Ah, good point. Oh, the podcast awards were announced yesterday.
And we won, right?
The nominees. We weren't even fucking nominated.
Well, fuck them.
However, Mousetalgia was nominated for Best Travel Podcast, so we should throw our support behind at least somebody who's on a team that does fucking something.
Go team!
Grandma Girl got nominated for Best Educational Podcast. Tell 'em Steve Dave got nominated for Best Overall Podcast.
Oh, wow.
And something else, too. I can't remember. Fucking, you know who got nominated? Now Playing got nominated for Best Overall Podcast. I know this shouldn't bother me. They just have personalities that kind of annoy me, but fuck Now Playing. Fuck them in their assholes.
All right, in their assholes.
Need I remind you, these are the same people who shit-talk Back to the Future. They must win nothing. Fuck them.
All right. You heard it here first, folks.
You must vote whenever the voting starts. I think it's December 1st or December 3rd or something like that. You can vote every day. Vote for Mousetalgia and vote against Now Playing. I don't care what you vote for. Anything but Now Playing.
I'd say vote for Grammar Girl. She got us some of our earliest hits.
I don't think Grammar Girl is against us, but yes, I mean, is against Now Playing, but yes, vote for Grammar Girl.
Yes, I wasn't meaning to put those together. Just, you had said specifically vote for Mousetalgia, and I would say go ahead and vote for Grammar Girl while you're there. You know, if you got nothing else to do.
Nothing good's on television.
I want to be a bother.
Okay, so voting does open December 1st. So I say for People's Choice, that's the overall award, I would say vote for Tell 'Em Steve Dave, because that's a funny show. And for Movies, which is the other category in which Now Playing is nominated, vote for Doug Love Movies or Film Sack.
I say vote for Film Sack, because it's got the word sack in the title.
And they are amusing.
Never even listened to it, sir.
But Doug Love Movies, that's a funny show.
I've never listened to it, but I will vote for it purely. I will stand behind it. Not even vote for it. I will advocate for it based solely on the sack in the title. Kind of like how we've got ass in our title, if you double the S and drop all the rest of the inconvenient letters.
We have as in our title if you dump all those inconvenient letters.
I said and double the S.
Oh.
Well, I mumbled double the S. I know it, so you are forgiven.
God damn it. In the mature category, there's a podcast called Movies About Girls. I'm interested. I'm going to check it out.
Is it movies about girls in prison?
I'm assuming it's in the mature category.
Or is it movies
about...
I doubt
it's actually a mature discussion about women's issues.
Okay. Movies about girls working out with a shake weight?
I'm saying that's also porn. Thank you, Andy. We pieced that together.
I know.
We don't need it explained. We don't all wear Crocs.
Fuck you!
And a fuck you, good sir.
And to you I say, fuck you, good sir.
I think it looks like it's about, like, maybe kind of old movies about girls. I wouldn't say black exploitation, but those types of movies in that same vein.
So it's chick-sploitation?
Yeah, is that a term? I guess so.
I
saw an old movie about girls, and Tracy Lords was in it. I felt a little strange later in life when I discovered that every single porno that she had done, I think except for one, she was underage. And the one that I saw was not the one.
Okay, I lied. They have Species on there, so I guess it's just any movie about girls.
Oh, well, I'm less interested now.
That's less mature than we hoped.
They do have some nudity on their website, though.
Huzzah!
Are you back, Tim?
Nah.
Okay.
However, my alarm just went off.
Oh.
So that means it's time to say goodbye to all our company. T-A-N. Anybody still listening? C-A-S-T. T tastes like shit.
T's just dirty water. Don't buy the hype, kids.
I would like to say, with the holiday season approaching... You can go to cafepress.com/tancast, get yourself a... fuck it. I'm going to fucking see if I can edit that out and try it again.
Alrighty.
Or leave it in and just everybody laugh at me and my failed attempts at being pitch-like.
Ha ha ha!
There it was. cafepress.com/tancast. Then buy yourself a stocking that says Die in a Christmas Fire. Or the 12-month Tancast calendar for 2011. Or a Christmas card that says... Die in a Christmas fire. Spreading the holiday cheer at cafepress.com/tancast. We're whores.
Oh, as long as we're on the topic of Christmas, my wife had an idea. I've got no idea what we would actually give away to anybody. But she thought it would be funny if Tancast listeners rewrote jolly Christmas songs to make them as black and horrible and soul-destroying as possible. So pick... any sort of holiday song and send us lyrics. Tell us what it's to the tune of. I got no idea what we're going to give you, but fuck it. We want this.
Maybe we'll sing the top three on the show.
Maybe we will. Maybe we won't.
How is that a reward?
Maybe we'll chant them in monotone.
Monotone.
Maybe Chelsea will do an animation of it if she really likes it after we sing it.
Maybe. Maybe not.
I'm not going to hold her to that, but I like it as a maybe. Especially because she just heard of this for the first time right now, and she's going, what the fuck? I haven't even finished this one yet. Go fuck yourself.
But I got shit to do.
I have a life. I have a child. I have a job. Fuck you, Tim Bab. And I'm, all right, you went a little far, Chelsea. A simple no would have sufficed.
Mm-hmm. It would have. It really would have.
There's no need to bring her feelings into this. I mean, I'm a person. Feelings?
You have feelings, Tim.
feeling.
I was feeling on your mama last night. All right. Well, that's Tancast for this week, unless anybody has anything else.
I got nothing.
All right.
We love you all.
Have a week. Don't be racist.
Be racist.
If you're going to be racist, at least be logical.
Racist. Just do it.
Remember, masturbate twice a day. It's the law.
I am the law.
Nailed it.
Congratulations, you actually made it through an episode of Tancast. If by some miracle you liked it, why not tell your friends so even more people can share in this? Or you could tell a stranger by leaving us a review at iTunes. You can also tell more strangers by going to our official Tancast store at cafepress.com/Tancast. You can find a link to it at Tancast.com, where you can also read our blogs, leave comments on this or any other episode, and you can find links to our Facebook fan page and our Twitter fan page. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who composed the official Tancast theme. Once again, we appreciate you putting up with our bullshit. We'll catch you next time on Tancast. Tancast.
Why is this picking up fucking noise? Arr. And why won't this volume turn down? Son of a bitch. Is Skype doing shit? Alright, well, problem seems to be solved. Hello? 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 What the fuck? Oh, Skype, your asshole sucks. I'm gonna disconnect and add me back. Well, it's all smooth sailing now. Our fuck-ups are behind us, only glory in front of us.
I wonder why the Podcast Awards didn't nominate this shit.
It's a mystery.